Welcome to the post-Memorial Day episode of KFC Radio. It's brought to you by Movement Watches. Movement Watches are the freshest watches in the game. Now they also jumped into the sunglasses game. I got a pair the other day.
You look nice in them.
You think so?
I did.
I like the Feidelberg seal of approval. I appreciate that. Black frames, some reflective lenses. I really like the mirror lenses. I think those are dope.
They are, because they don't let people see into your soul.
And they don't let people see your eyes when you're hung the fuck over after Memorial Day. So you're going to need these all summer long when you're trying to hide what you've been doing Thursday through Sunday.
Sunglasses, aside from just the sun being ever prevalent in the summer, the hangover is.
And you know what? Not even just the hangovers. Like, I just have permanent bags under my eyes. People are like, yo, you running on no sleep? Like, how much did you drink last night? I'm like, this is just my face.
I haven't had a drink in 6 months.
I feel great. Got like a full 10 hours of sleep last night. So the Movement watches are for style. The Movement sunglasses are for style and necessity, just life. Go to MVMTwatches.com. Use the promo code KFC, and you're going to get 15% off your whole order. Watches start at just $95. So pick up yourself a watch. Pick up a pair of sunglasses. You're going to look good for the summer. And you're going to hide what's going on in your personal life for the summer. MVMTwatches.com. Promo code KFC. 15% off. Let's cook! All right, here we are. One of the top five worst days of the year. The day after Memorial Day. When you're...
I disagree with you on that. Because I've had some bad Memorial Days. Like, coming home from Fugawi, I'm sure some people have done that listening right now. Coming home from Fugawi, the ferry home is a legitimate triage clinic.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like there are boats leaving the Dunkirk trailer with people on board in better shape than ones leaving Fugawi.
No hyperbole.
it's really, really bad. And one time I went and I was like, fuck it, I don't give a shit. So I just kept drinking. I was like having a one-man party on the boat, and people were looking at me with just murderous rage in their eyes.
Right.
Like, who the fuck do you think you are, man?
Don't let Monday ruin your Sunday. Don't let Tuesday ruin your Memorial Day Monday. Fuck you guys. I'm keeping the party going.
It's bad, bad, bad. But it's like, once you get over that
you have the whole summer. Yes.
Right.
So that's why
you're not seeing the forest for the trees.
I'd put it at five because the other ones are usually the end of the summer, the beginning of like the dead of winter, the end of football, all these things where things are coming to an end. Memorial Day is just kicking off the summer. But Memorial Day is like when you go to the gym for the first time and you just try to like lift like you were still in high school.
Right, right.
You just gear it up and you party like you haven't been dormant and fat and sleeping for like six straight months. So you come out on the other end like a total bag of shit. Like you forgot how to apply sunblock. You forgot how to drink. You forgot how to like spend money, and all of a sudden you broke sunburn and hung the fuck over.
Yeah, that's all very accurate.
So the actual day is brutal to get through, but you're right, you at least have something to look forward to. But everybody sitting in their cubes right now is, they're like, what did I just do and why? But we're here to get you through it. We're here to get you to Thursday happy hour. And then guess what? You get to do it all over again. And you can wash, rinse, and repeat that same cycle about 14 more times over the next several months.
So lucky. I like the gym analogy because I had, before Memorial Day weekend, I had, it was Key's birthday. And we went out. I put on a little buzz.
Sounded like, I mean, you tweeted me at like 7 o'clock. You were overserved.
I was overserved at 7 o'clock.
It was a quick overserving.
And you know what fucking happened too? This was some bullshit. So with a lot of people from the office went.
Uh-huh.
There were like 10 to 12 people, and fucking Jay put down the business card.
Oh no!
Right, but he put it down only for a round and didn't tell anyone. So I had my card open. So I. And everyone just kind of being like, it's on the tab, it's open, it's on the tab, it's
they
open.
Put it all on yours?
So it's all on mine. So happy birthday, Keith.
Holy shit. And you ate it? You didn't?
What am I going to do? Like,
you couldn't ask people to Venmo you on that one.
I hate asking people to
Venmo. I'll do it for
you. It was only
like
$300. It was like,
dude,
it was,
you're a good fella. Happy fucking birthday.
Keith's birthday, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. But anyway, what happened was when I... I left pretty early. I left at like 8:30 or so, 9, something like that. And I wasn't wasted, but I had that feel-good buzz going.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you were on your way. Yeah. Like it wasn't even Double Jeopardy, and you were like, oh, boy. Well, but you're in that happy zone.
So I'm in the zone where it's like, you kind of, it's a very self-reflective drunk. And I was walking home alone. So it's just like, you're kind of just thinking about stuff. And I had the perfect like microcosm for my life. Because I was like, you know what? It's time to get it together, John.
This is your moment of clarity, right? Your epiphany.
And so I walked back into Equinox. I haven't been in 3 months.
You worked out drunk?
No.
Oh my God.
But like, what happened was I haven't gone in a while, and I've actually gotten a new credit card since. So I've been getting emails like, hey, your card, your whatever, shut down. And I was like, you know what? It's time to re-up on that. So I go into Equinox, put down a new card. While I'm standing there, I'm like, you know what I'd also like? I'd like a Domino's pizza when I get home. So I'm waiting for Equinox to re-up my membership, and I'm downloading the Domino's app. So when I'm done with that and get home, there's a pizza waiting
for
me.
The dichotomy of John Henry Fuddleberg,
like,
right there.
That's my life in a nutshell.
That's like, everybody, man. That's every man.
I need to get
man.
It together. I need to be right, but a pizza sounds pretty Dude, fucking good.
And you know what? That is baby steps. Because, again, like the Memorial Day thing where you dive in too hard, you can't do that to yourself. You can't. You can't be like, I'm going to sign up for the gym and start going every day and also stop eating Domino's pizza and stop drinking and stop fucking blah, blah, blah.
It's too much.
You have to be realistic with yourself.
Yeah, dip toes in the water.
Exactly.
And it's like I've said this before. I am currently 10 to 15 pounds too heavy to be in a gym.
So you got to get in gym shape to get to the gym.
Right. I need to cut down. So I need to cut weight to be able to not get laughed at in the gym.
Right.
And so what I've done, I've started walking to work. And that's the start.
It is
a start. And I've had a salad or two this past week.
Dude.
And then I'm going to lose a couple pounds, and then I'll start going to the gym.
Don't bite off more than you can chew, brother. I'm with you on that. Walk everywhere. Cut out some carbs. Start to feel good about yourself. Then actually go to the gym.
And the thing is, too, like just signing up.
That's a step.
I lost 5 pounds.
Yeah.
I looked in the bathroom mirror after my shower this morning. I was like, you're looking pretty good, bud. All I did was pay my back taxes on a gym membership that I haven't paid in 3 months. And that was like, it's like, all right. It's an excellent, excellent placebo effect. Like I stepped foot in a gym yesterday, never towards the weight room, never towards the cardio section, but I entered an Equinox. And that brought me down a little bit.
Dude, being gross and out of shape is like being an alcoholic when they say the first step is admitting it.
Right.
So
right.
The first step is acknowledging you're fucking pathetic. And that's it for that day. Maybe even the week. Just admitting, this is the problem. Next week, I'll get it together. That's a step.
It's a wild move for me to start to do that like on a Thursday before Memorial Day weekend.
You might have missed the boat.
I'm like,
maybe a little too late, but, you know, maybe by July, you'll, no, start in September.
I think I'm aiming for July 4th. Like, you're not gross.
Okay. Again, reasonable expectations is a very good
approach.
Look,
I'm not going to be on the beach looking like Efron. But June is the start of summer. But it's also, like, it's not beachy yet.
No,
really,
it's not. You can still, I mean, especially right now, I don't think it's ever going to be warm.
Right.
Everybody's making fun of me for making the quilted hoodies. I'm wearing one right now. It's almost June. So who knows? But you're right. June is like, you know, 72, and you're on the beach, and it's windy, and it's like, it's fucking cold.
Yeah, let's go to the bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
June can be like the tie it together month.
I'm with you on that, man. I think the whole world's with you on that. This is what we need to do, especially since I've been trying to get in shape. We're going to put together the like diet and workout plan, the reasonable, realistic diet and workout plan for the average man. Where you're not going to give up immediately. Like myself, I eat Chipotle every single day.
That's crazy.
I eat wings. I eat ribs. Like, I'm not going to go the salad route. I'm going to eat disgusting stuff, but there's no carbs in that shit. That's a good start. It's a reasonable way to do it. Because normal people aren't going to just eat salads forever. Normal people aren't going to just go to the gym constantly, work out for hours on end. We're going to create a plan, me and you, that's like even the biggest piece of shit could at least try this out.
Okay.
The self-awareness plan. It's going to be awesome. We're going to get everybody who's fat to be like, not so fat. Never good. Never in shape.
Never good.
But we'll get there. We'll get to be like, decent. We're going to get to voicemails today, but I want to acknowledge my early morning army that has been going on the Twitter revolution that's been happening the past month or so, the early morning Twitter crew. We're going to highlight the top five moments so far of the EMTC. It's brought to you by SeatGeek. There's going to be a ton of concerts this summer. There's going to be a lot of sporting events. You're going to want to go to baseball games, eat your hot dogs, drink your beers. You want to go see a comedian. You want to go maybe take your girl to the theater. Any live entertainment where you need tickets, SeatGeek has got you covered. It's a free app that puts together all the tickets on the secondary market in an easy-to-read chart so you know exactly what you're going to get, the exact bang for your buck. They also guarantee all the tickets that you buy will be real. No fraudulent tickets. So you're not the asshole standing outside of Madison Square Garden getting your fake ticket scanned. And like I said, you know you're going to get the best price because they'll show you what other people are charging for comparable seats. So somebody puts it on the secondary market, they want to charge $400 for the two tickets. You look right next to it in the same row, maybe someone else is selling them for $250. Bingo bango, you know you're getting the $250 deal. So download the free SeatGeek app. Click settings. Click add a promo code. Enter KFC, and you'll get $10 off your first ticket purchase. So pick out whatever events you want, put those tickets together, use the promo code KFC, get that discount on your first ticket purchase. It's SeatGeek, the free app, and the promo code is KFC. Now, Johnny NYC has actually had, he's dabbled in the EMTC.
I did that. Well, that was before I got dumped. Because that was...
that you were waking up early.
I was waking up early. It fucking sucked.
Yeah.
It was like 2 weeks. I was up in early morning Twitter groups, 7 a.m. every day. I said, this is nonsense.
Dude, I remember that well. That life well where it was like you're at somebody
else's
apartment. You got to get home.
I was so happy when it finally stopped.
Like, I can sleep again.
This is unbelievable. I mean, it was... even today I did. Today I woke up early. Because I passed out drunk early last night. And I came to the office... I was just bored at home, so I came to the office at 9 a.m. I don't usually come to the office till like 11. And
that's a crazy move. Now you've just extended your day by 2 hours.
It's basically 6 p.m. right now.
That was stupid of you.
I didn't have anything to do. I was just like sitting at home. I watched an episode of The Office, and then I was like, I feel like a real piece of shit.
Just weekday binging old shows.
Watching TV at 8:30 in the morning. I have to go do something.
Again, baby steps.
So I was like, I'll walk to work. I walked a block and took a cab. I hailed a cab. I haven't hailed a cab since 86. I was like, yeah, this is enough of this. Just take me to the office. It's like the third person here today. I deserve like employee of the month.
Oh, yeah,
nonsense.
Let's give him a medal. Let's give him a fucking medal. But yeah, you've dabbled in it a little bit. It runs unofficially from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. The whole idea, the whole premise behind it actually started on a rundown. Dan and you were busting my balls about how like you'll wake up and I'm like 40 tweets deep because I'm just like I'm awake because of the kid. I'm just gonna start the content up, and I just looked at the camera and I was like, shout out to my early morning Twitter crew. And then what happened after that was wild. The account is pushing 25,000 followers. It's not even run by me. It's a fan.
Oh really?
Yeah,
that's news to me.
Yeah, a fan started the account. He just rallies the troops every morning. I wake up, and we just get it started. And it used to be a barren wasteland. Nobody tweeting, nothing going on, and we changed that. It's the most civilized place on the internet, John.
I like that. I've heard tale.
No real judgment. We talk about very hypothetical things, very slice of life things, very Seinfeldian, where it's just like, did you ever think about this? And we all gotta do the thinking face emoji. And there's discourse, you know, it's just a conversation. But
that makes sense because like cultured people are the ones who are up at 6 a.m.
It is true. We're the smartest people on the internet.
Yeah, pieces of shit sleep till 9.
And
like,
then what
like
we do though, as the weeks went on, I instituted the hate at 8 because, all right, we've been nice for 2 hours. Let's fucking let it rip. So at 8 a.m., you just start tweeting about all the things you hate. So you get a little bit of everything in the early morning Twitter crew. So here's some of the best that we've encountered over the past couple weeks. We actually begin with Super Producer BC. This is one of the biggest early morning Twitter tweets. For like 10,000 years, clothes were just wrinkled. Who decided we need to rub hot metal on them until they're flat? It's one of those things. Somebody set a dumb precedent. It's like the first person who decided that you have to wear a suit to look good and tie a fucking tie around your neck, and now we all have to pay the price of that. If we all could have just agreed that wrinkled clothes could stay wrinkled, the world would be a lot easier. Now, Johnny NYC,
you know I'm out on this thing.
Yeah, no, he's not going to deal with any wrinkled clothing.
Wait
till Kanye just starts making wrinkled stuff. And then
he already kind of did. I mean, it's already holes and distressed.
Yeah,
destroyed. I steam my T-shirts, so yeah, I'm not on wrinkled clothes. That's not for me.
But
I also don't iron. I steam, so it's a little different.
You have, like, the hand steamer?
Yeah, I have a hand steamer.
Such a faggot. I remember in college, my roommate...
It's just easier. It's, like, it's way easier to just steam things.
If you're talking about the path of least resistance here, whatever's easiest, would you not agree that if we could just say wrinkles are good to go, then you're...
Yeah, but I mean, if you just said sweatpants are good to go, it's more comfortable, it's easier. It's just it doesn't look good.
That's kind of my point, is these assholes along the way who just change things up. Like, remember when fat and pale used to be cool?
Yeah, that was...
Send me back to the Victorian ages, and I will be Justin fucking Bieber.
Yeah, but I guarantee all their clothes are wrinkled.
Yeah, right? They weren't ironing shit.
Nah, they were ironing shit. Kings were ironing shit, for sure.
My roommate in college once tried to steam all of his button-down shirts. And he went into the common bathroom, and he just hung them all up, and he turned on every single shower.
Yeah, that's a good move. That's what I used to do.
But he forgot, and he let, like, 20 hot showers run for, like, I don't know, an hour or two. And another one of my buddies walks in, and it was raining inside. There was water flowing from the ceiling. He was like, what the fuck is going on? His shirts were soaked. It was like a flood in the bathroom, all because he tried to steam his shirts.
It's smart. I used to do that. I used to just throw it in the dryer for a bit. I've done all those moves, and then I just got a steamer. It's easiest.
What about, does those like wrinkle releasers work? Like it's like a spray. Like,
nah,
you almost Febreze it. That shit's bullshit, right?
You need to do that and iron. That works really well, but.
Another big tweet. That got a lot of movement, which I was surprised about. Barstool Nate. Nasty Nate. Spectrum Nate says, American cheese is the worst kind of cheese. I'd rather have no cheese than American. This actually blended into the Hated Eight.
I exclusively eat American.
I mean, I've never heard. It got 50 retweets, 400 likes. I've never seen anything like it, you un-American fucks. It's literally called American cheese.
Yeah, I do American and Pepper Jack. That's it. That's my game.
I'll fuck with all sorts of cheeses, man. Give me cheddar on a burger. You give me mozzarella straight up.
Nope.
You give me American cold. You give me a grilled cheese, melted American.
Now, I'll give Nate this.
Swiss, ham, and Swiss? I fuck with it all, man.
Yellow cheese is...
Oh, no. Don't give me that nonsense. Yeah. White, yellow, it's all the same shit.
No. Yellow is... I hate to say poor people shit, just because I think it's such an overused phrase. Yellow's... I won't eat it.
Wait. Are we talking like Kraft singles or like deli American? If it's yellow, you won't eat it.
Anything yellow.
That's some pretentious ass shit. That's some bougie nonsense.
It's you know what? It goes back to when I was a kid. My poor friend. You know, he always had the poor friend.
Yep. He had American.
My
he had yellow.
Poor friend. He would and like it was his house. I've addressed my eating habits here. And how I need a pristine environment to eat. It's how I am.
It needs to be right? Like a fucking like sterile room, Dexter room.
Yeah. So I couldn't eat his house anyway because his house was too messy because he was poor, and
Heidelberg was hanging out like pig pen.
And they would always and like his mom would always serve mac and cheese, not mac and cheese, grilled cheese sandwiches with yellow. And I'd be like, take this away,
dude.
And now I always
associate it. Fucking break. A gooey yellow grilled cheese is America.
Take that away from me. No thanks.
That's crazy talk.
Pass on that.
But listen, in general, when you're eating sandwiches, turkey, ham, all that shit, American cheese goes.
It's easily
it
the best.
Goes.
I'll even eat Kraft singles.
I will acknowledge that the deli cheese is better, but people who are like, oh, that's poor people shit to eat Kraft singles, you need some poor people things in your life. Like, there are things where you need to say, I slum it and I like this. Above ground pools, that's one for me. Kraft singles, that's one for me. Sometimes you just need those things in your life that you actually stick to no matter how poor they are.
Kraft singles, like when I was really poor, like when we started like 7 years ago when I was living in a fucking rat's nest, I would literally eat
just Kraft singles. Yeah.
I would eat just Kraft singles and I would sometimes I would do I had like a whole cabinet of tomato soup. And I would put tomato soup and I would put a slice of cheese on top of it.
That's some poor people shit.
That's what I would eat for like breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Did you melt it?
It would melt, yeah.
Because of the hot soup.
Yeah.
That actually sounds pretty good. I mean, grilled cheese and tomato it was go like, together. You just cut out the bread.
I was basically drinking thick water, and I would add a little thickness to make it feel like a meal.
Yeah, it's like a bowl. You just kind of had a bowl of chili. It's like a poor man's bowl of chili. So fuck you, Nate. American cheese is where it's at. Maybe the most ridiculous argument I've come across in a long time, courtesy of the EMTC. Now, you know me. You know my brand, John. I argue semantics from here, from sea to shining sea. You want to talk about dialects. You want to talk about accents. You want to talk about semantics. I'm your guy. I'll argue things that are unanswerable and not right, not wrong opinions all day long. But when I found out that someone called a shopping cart a buggy, I lost my shit.
I like it.
A buggy?
I've never heard it, but I like it.
Apparently, it's a New England thing. Nah. No, sorry. It's a Southern thing. New England calls it a carriage?
Shopping carriage, yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, I call it a shopping cart, but like, a buggy, I wouldn't even know what you're referring to.
That's what
but,
I mean. Like,
I think my mom calls it that.
My point being, like, every time I hear these things, what did you call it this? Did you call it that? I've heard of them before, and I'm like, I'm just going to argue this, stir the pot. When I heard shopping buggy, I was like, oh, this is literally the only person in the world that says this.
Yeah, I've never.
And then a lot of people were like, what are you talking about? It's a buggy. He said, I can't stand when people leave carriages. This is how it started. He said, I can't stand when people leave carriages in parking spots. And I was like, what the fuck is a carriage? And then people were like, yeah, what the fuck is a carriage? It's a buggy. And I was like, wait a minute. You're double wrong. You're two steps back. It's a goddamn shopping cart. A buggy? Like a horse and buggy?
What do you call the store itself?
I probably will default to grocery store the most.
Sick. I just call it the market. Which people, when I was down at FSU, people thought I was crazy. They were like, that's some New England nonsense. I was like,
what do they call it?
Well, they say markets are like the outdoor.
Yeah, so, market does have that vibe. I'm just like, going to the market. What are you walking around like a flea market, like an open air thing in like the Middle East? No. I might say supermarket, but I think I just say grocery store.
Too many words. Market.
Just simple, sweet.
Market.
But listen, buggy, it's bougie.
I like it.
Yeah, so like if you're gonna say buggy, you gotta say it like I'm better than you. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you say shopping cart, I say buggy.
I think you take a buggy to the market. I think that's
no.
Yeah.
No, see that's the problem. Like you don't like I'm thinking you hopped in a horse and buggy and it took you to the supermarket.
Sure.
But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about pushing the shopping cart.
I suppose.
Nonsense. I won't stand for it. The South.
I like things that sound bougie.
Yeah, you're just fucking whatever makes you feel like you're better than other people, you jump on it.
Correct.
Clothes, style, music, whatever. You goddamn chameleon front runner son of a bitch.
That's all me, yeah. All that is accurate.
One of the most important people in the EMTC is our boss and CEO, Erica
Nardini.
Nardini's
not on my good side right now. Nardini said she'd sell me last night.
What does that mean?
She said that we were talking about the size of the boys' house, which, by the way, go to summerhouse.barstoolsports.com.
Summerhouse.barstoolsports.com.
Tell us why, like, we'll outfit your fucking whole house. It's actually dope, the shit.
Which is what we did with the Totino's house at the Super Bowl.
Right.
And that house, we had pillows embroidered. We had stickers on the windows. We had blankets. We had towels. The whole shit was decked out.
It's
dope.
We're gonna make your summer house dope. So do that. But anyway, she said, have your house like our Super Bowl house, and then she put in parentheses, minus the gross bloggers. And I said that parenthetical was just mean.
Just not necessary.
You didn't need to say that.
Cheap shots from the clouds.
And she said, well, I guess if they need you too, we'll sell you. And I was like, well, come on.
Now that's just really mean.
He's meaner.
So you're just going to get lumped in with like the pillows and the blankets.
Yeah, you send Feidelberg to fuck off. I don't want to do that.
Well, she's on my shit list as well because her EMTC takes are absolutely abominable. And it played in so nicely because a lot of the way the EMTC started was the toothpaste with the girls.
Right, right.
And like things that girls get wrong, they think that they're doing right, and then they like tweet it out, and all the boys just laugh at them like, what the fuck was that? So Nardini one day just tries to jump in while we're talking donuts.
And she tries to step on your turf.
Yeah, I was kind of like, you get the fuck out of here, lady. This is my shit. And she just put up her top four, thinking like it was going to go over well. Nardini's top four donuts. Number one, powdered. Number two,
gross.
Plain. Number three, cinnamon. And number four, Old Faithful Glazed. She said, after that, I'm out. Those are the only four donuts she eats, with her top, with her two and three being plain and cinnamon.
How about, look, okay, this is going to get bad. Fuck.
I'm excited for this.
I disagree with Nardini. I might come over the top rope with a bit of a hotter take.
Oh, my.
I don't even like donuts. Yeah. I knew I didn't want to. I haven't had a donut since I was a kid that afterwards I was like, that was good. I eat them all the time. Not all the time. I still get them on occasion. But every time I'm like, what the fuck was that? Like, it just, I didn't enjoy it.
What? 8 years? 8 years we've been doing this shit, and you drop this on me now?
Holy shit. It came to me recently. I didn't even have a donut. I saw a donut, and I was just like, why would I eat that?
Oh, my God. I can't tolerate this at all. That's it. This is the Mike and Mike breakup. This is the beginning of the end. I'm going to start to hate Feidelberg because of his fucking donut take. You are crazy,
sir. I know. I knew that before I said it. I took some time. I audibly said this is going to suck.
Yeah.
I knew what was coming. They sit in my stomach like rocks.
Oh, and they're it's the best. I love when they sit in your
and they're,
stomach.
And they're also, it hurts my teeth thinking about eating them. None of it is enjoyable.
Yo. Your teeth are about to fall out of your head from candy and tobacco. So I don't want to hear that it's the donut's fault that your
candy
teeth fucking hurt.
Candy and tobacco and white strips. That's the important part.
They're just rotting away. Just peeling away the enamel all the time. It's not the donut's fault that your teeth are rotting and falling out of your fucking head. You, sir, have come over the top in Trump Nardini, which I didn't think was possible with the plane and the cinnamon talk.
She gave me, I you know what, Nardini's back on my good side now because she gave me the confidence, she inspired
the courage
me to finally come out and
with
say,
with your worst take ever.
I don't like donuts. I said last show I don't like french fries. I'm going to get exported. Deported. I'm like no longer American.
You really aren't, man. At least you still have American cheese. If you went 3 for 3 there, I would have to kick you out of this country. That is just a disappointment. Let me tell you one of Mardini's other hot takes, and if you agree with this on any level, or you're probably going to tell me you don't even like this genre of food at all, her number one cereal in the whole cereal game.
I love cereal.
Grape Nuts.
That is just fucking
that
outrageous.
Was borderline, like, yo, you. I don't think you can work at Barstool anymore.
That
you
mean?
Can't be my leader.
I did used to fuck with Grape Nuts a little bit. Like, I'd mix some in with my Frosted Flakes.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the point of ruining a nice bowl of Frosted Flakes?
No, it just adds a nice some crunch.
All right.
It's actually, I'm a big crunch guy.
Crunch guy.
It adds a nice little crunch. It would be, like, sprinkled in, almost like you put salt on a steak or something like that, or pepper
Got
on a
it.
Steak.
Yep.
So it wasn't the main part of it, but yeah, I fuck with Grape Nuts a little bit. I haven't had them
to call it your number one.
No, that's crazy.
What's your number one cereal?
My number one cereal is probably Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes. Is a nice OG.
I like Mini Wheats.
Not a Mini Wheats guy.
Frosted Mini Wheats. I fuck with. Sometimes I'll have a bowl of Frosted Flakes, and then for dessert breakfast, I'll have a bowl of Reese's Puffs.
Okay.
Do Apple Jacks. I actually like the Special K with the freeze-dried strawberries. That's pretty good stuff.
You're not going with any of like the classics, like most people are going to say Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, fuck with CTC.
You can't not. I mean, you can't not. Lucky Charms?
No, I don't like Lucky Charms. Those, I think it's because of my teeth. Because
that probably hurts your
those
teeth.
Hurt a lot, too.
Yeah, those are awesome. Those are so good. Lucky Charms is doing like 100 like limited boxes of just the marshmallows. Too much marshmallow. You need the oats. You need some sort of crunch, like you said. You can't just have the marshmallows.
No, that's crazy.
I'm a CTC Lucky Charms guy. Like the Corn Pops,
Cap'n Crunch.
Yep. I mean, cereal's so good.
I could eat cereal every single meal.
And you definitely need a dessert bowl, by the way. That is so spot on. Switch it up to something chocolate. Cookie Crisp is just cookies. It's just small chocolate chip cookies that have been masquerading as breakfast for a long time. And we'll wrap up the EMTC wrap up with more breakfast talk. This comes from this guy. He's on Twitter. He's at 25MaleNYC. And I'm like, what happens when you're 26? And he just changed his like Twitter name, not his handle, but his name to 26MaleNYC. I was like, you did not have any foresight when you made your Twitter handle, sir. And I'm with him on this. This also blended into the Hate at 8. Fuck real maple syrup. Give me that fake Aunt Jemima shit 1,000% of the time.
That's a no-brainer, of course.
I mean,
of course.
Real maple syrup you're just eating tree sap.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Log cabin, yes. Aunt Jemima, yes. Mrs. Butterworth, yes. The minute we're doing Vermont shit, fuck out of here.
No, that's I'll you hand me a fancy maple syrup, I'm spiking that.
I will throw that right in your face.
And it's glass, so it'll shatter.
Yeah, it is glass. So that's another thing. All right, with your pretentious, bougie, right, bullshit glass. It's like that you just had that, you know, they like put a hole in the tree and they just put like a tube in there and yeah, it drips out. Well, no.
No, add gallons of sugar.
Gallons. Give me just brown, gooey sugar. That's like molasses or something you're putting on your pancakes. That's what I want.
Right.
So I'm all about it.
Like, actually, I forgot about molasses. My grandfather used to have that all the time when I was a kid.
Just straight molasses? I don't think I've ever had that.
And we'd put it in my oatmeal. But it was like...
John, are you from the 1700s? Were you in the triangle trade?
I love oatmeal.
Oatmeal and molasses is like something that the colonies survived on.
Dude, and it was like so cool though. It was like a pot of molasses and it had like, you know, that... Like, it's on the cover of the Honey Maid box, like that little, like, wooden spoon type deal with the grates. And, like, that would be, you'd scoop that in and just drizzle it. It was awesome. Big on molasses.
Yeah, that's a big honey thing with the honeycomb thingy. If one wanted to even get molasses, like, could I go to the market and get molasses?
I would think so.
I might have to do that.
You gotta get a cool pot, though.
Gotta get a cool pot. All right, so that's it for the UMTC. The other like big tweet was the people who like it's like 6:15 and they're like, "Where the fuck is KFC?" I was like, "Give an inch, take a mile, man."
Dude.
There used to be no content on here till 10 a.m. and now I take my shower before I tweet and there's a problem. Sons of bitches, I created a goddamn monster.
You want to talk to me about having to get up to do shit? Last summer, every Saturday, 9 a.m. Where the fuck's fights with? I was wasted last night, dude. I'm really like,
I'm living the Saturdays Are for the Boys life. I'm not just about it on Twitter,
right,
bro.
9 a.m. I need to be retweeting shit. You're crazy.
Yeah, you need to hire an intern to just retweet people.
Oh, that's good.
That's definitely happening. All right, let's get into our voicemails. 5-4 Club presents these voicemails today. Did you see the tweet I put out last night of their denim jackets? They're pretty fucking fire.
I actually didn't see.
They have like a white, a light blue, and a light pink. And then they also have Chelsea boots that match all three, which I know the Chelsea boots we've talked about is like, you gotta have some courage to rock those.
Yeah, I bought a pair. I haven't broken them out yet.
I've
worn them once.
Yeah, I have the 5-4 pair too, and it's like a little fashion forward, but you need to have a couple items in your repertoire that are like, because if you don't even try or ever buy them, you're just gonna stay like dad status, you know?
Yeah, so you
gotta have a couple things where it's like, I don't know, if you ever do get invited to maybe like a soiree, you put on some Chelsea boots. So they have all three of these, and they match with the boots. And I was like, yo, that's fire. So if you sign up for the summer, maybe you get them in your pack. If you don't get them in your pack, when you become a member of the 5-4 Club, all items of e-commerce on their website are 50% off. The way it ordinarily works, you sign up for $60, and you get one package per month of like 2 to 4 pieces of clothing. So if it's 2, you'll probably get something like a jacket. If it's 4, you'll probably get a few t-shirts and more like lightweight gear. And what they do is they tailor it all to your size, and they tailor it to whatever the fashion trends are, whatever the style is, and whatever the season is. So you go to 54club.com. You create your style profile, which is your size and, like I said, your fashion preference, whether you're fashion forward, whether you're more traditional, and that way every single package is fit to your liking. They also have a sister company called GrandAC.com, which is like loungewear and gymwear. So now that your boy has been going to the gym every day, I'm rocking like those the dry fit lightweight t-shirts, which are, when I rock the leggings with those, I'm feeling like an athlete again. So you want the lounge, leisure wear, gym wear, you go to Grand AC. You want to become a member for the more stylish clothes, you go to 54club.com. Use the promo code KFC. You're going to get $20 off that first month's package, so $40 instead of $60. And you're going to get a pair of sunglasses for $75 that will hide the hurt in your eyes. So get the sunglasses, get the discount, get the gym wear, get the stylish clothes at 54club.com. Promo code KFC. It is voicemails time. Let's pick out some winners. Let's go friends or virgins, number 5.
Yo, what's up, KFC Radio? It's Iron. How you guys doing? I got a quick question for you. So I'm talking with my girlfriend, right? And we're talking about our friends. And it turns out all of our friends are virgins except her. And I'm not the only guy she's hooked up with, but generally, isn't it like your friends define who you are? you know, so I'm kind of confused as to why, you know, she's not a virgin, and, you know, because she has a decently number, to say the least, but I just want to see your thoughts. Thanks, guys.
Well, I was about to say something until the very, very end there. Like, knowing her number is never a good thing. We've talked about that a million times over. Don't ever ask. Don't ever try to find out. You don't want to know her number. But I think this is best case scenario, because I do kind of think you are the company who you keep. But I don't want a virgin. So I want a girl who's, like, got a little bit of experience, right?
I see what you're saying. But, it took me a while to pick up on that. But
when she goes out with her girls, it's not like she's rolling around with the slutty sorority, like, fucking guys left and right.
Yeah, that's true.
So I actually, but I think this is a good scenario.
It's also just, like, I feel like your girl can pick up tips from friends, too, though. You know, like.
Oh, so you want her to throw down in the bedroom,
right? Like, your workshop and stuff. You talk about sex.
You're in the writer's room. You're spitballing and brainstorming.
I don't know. Maybe not. Like, it's not like me and my friends. Like, you know, when we were in high school and college, we talked about sex. But, like, I don't really.
Not anymore. Yeah.
We don't really sit around.
But
and
that's
talk
also
about,
because you do it all now. It's 2017. Everybody's like putting stuff in their butts anyway. So it's like when you're younger and you're trying to figure it out, you do need someone to bounce off of. Like, yo. Like, that dude put his tongue in my ass last night. How about that? And then some girl's like, oh, yeah, mine did that too. And then all of a sudden, we're good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you do need that. A bunch of virgins sitting around being like, you know, I don't even know.
Do you want to date the sluttiest girl in a crew, though? Like, she's the slut that they all go to and ask all these questions.
But it's all relative. If you're a slut compared to a virgin, I think you're normal.
But she's still, like, the sluttiest out of the group.
That's like being, you know, when they say, like, the tallest midget or something like that. It's like you're still pretty wholesome, I think. Unless you are just a super slut hanging out with virgins, that would be then that's a real weird flag. But
it's really weird. All in all, it's really weird to have a
crew of
a
virgins.
Crew of virgins is, I mean, it's really really weird to just. I don't think I know a virgin. I think there are a couple people in this office that are borderline. But I don't know anyone who's openly a virgin.
That's the other thing too, to be openly a virgin.
Multiple people who are like, I've never had sex is odd.
I agree with that.
Very
odd. But
I think that's something of a
weirder than being a virgin?
Yeah. It's like, why are you hanging around with just a shitload of virgins? and no disrespect to virgins.
No, they're weird.
They're fucking losers who aren't fun.
Same thing as people who don't drink.
Yeah.
You don't have sex? You don't do the best thing ever? That's crazy.
What do you talk about with virgins? Because they won't really drink either, because if you drink, you've accidentally had sex a time or two.
At some point, right? something slipped inside.
If you drink to the point of blacking out, you've at least tripped onto a dick before.
You've fallen onto some penis.
Right.
Or so, into some vagina. We don't want to just say that only girls can be virgins.
So what do you do? What does a night out with your girlfriend's friends entail?
Like talking about, like, politics and stuff.
No!
Terrible.
No!
It's like, tell me a story about when you were hooking up. Like, how does a virgin listen to this podcast? Do you think we have virgin listeners?
I think there are probably some virgin listeners, like some high school kids.
Well, that's actually good because they're learning.
Yeah.
They're learning a lot.
No pressure. You just absolutely cannot be a virgin for much longer.
I still think there's some merit to being, like, you don't have too much to worry about when your girl is. Listen, if you're worried about when your girl goes out in general without you, that's a problem. But if your girl is, like, you know, what's, like, the sluttiest sorority in the world? Isn't there, like, you know, a Pi Sig that's, like, traditionally slutty? Where it's like,
no,
at some point,
that's a difficulty with sororities and fraternities. They're all different at every fucking school.
How about this?
Stupid.
My buddy used to date a cheerleader for a different high school. She went to Portchester, and. You know when you get, like, assigned, like, the player gets assigned a cheerleader?
Yeah.
Like, in Portchester, you have to suck that guy's dick. And she was like, yeah, I mean, that's, like, it's all the cheerleaders have to do that. And my buddy was like, I'm your boyfriend. What are you talking about? But she was like, that's, like, the crew I run with. We're all cheerleaders. Like, we all suck the football players' dicks. You ain't worried about that with a crew of virgins?
Isn't there a part of you that almost worries, too, like a shaken up can of soda?
She's going to erupt.
At some point, that crew is like, someone's going to accidentally fuck, and they'll be like, wait, this was, why haven't we been doing this?
Open the floodgates! Yeah, now I know what they're talking about!
At least it's like,
I'd rather date some people who are on the tail end of it. Be like, look,
I've done the slutty phase.
Right. I'm out.
The classic KFC radio caller coming out of her 7-year slutty phase.
But this
phase.
Is what I mean about the sluttiest girl on the crew. They all go out, and like the 3 or 4 other girls are all prudes and probably not talking to the guys.
So
she's probably
the
one out chatting everybody up.
She's
just so that there's some fun happening.
She fluffs them all. She's probably just trying to get her loser friends to suck some dick. let's get philosophical with it. Number 10, future or past?
Hey, guys. Doug from Boston calling for KFC Radio. Long time, first time. I got a classic would you rather question. Would you rather be able to see everything from the beginning of the earth to this very moment, or see everything from this very moment to the moment the earth ends? Personally, I'm going with the past to see if aliens came to earth to visit it. Viva.
Would you rather see everything that's already occurred or everything that's about to occur? I'm going to take gambling off the table because we always say
that. I was just going to say.
We always say you could just bet money and make a bazillion dollars.
Right. Yeah, I like that. Take that off the table.
I think I'm going to go past because I think there's a lot of dope moments in history and in sports and that kind of stuff that I always think to myself, like, man, imagine if I was around for that. And if you see everything that's going to happen, it's like the ultimate spoiler.
Yeah.
If I knew who's going to win every World Series, I'd stop watching, and it wasn't the Mets, I'd stop watching baseball eventually. If I knew every spoiler, every movie, every president, every person to get famous, every person to die, you'd eventually like lose interest in the whole fucking world.
That's a good point. I mean, aside from gambling, you could become very popular.
Yeah.
Even
predictions
it.
And
yeah.
like just knowing what's next.
Right.
You could just start wearing whatever's next. And
that's true.
You know.
I like the
it
idea.
It would be pretty dope to be like a Nostradamus.
Yeah.
Just be like I predicted everything.
And not vague like that fucking pussy.
There's two birds and a burning tower. Yeah. I predicted 9/11. Yeah. It's like you just picked an animal and fire and people gave it to you.
I'll give you the guy's names flying the fucking plane.
Exactly.
But I also like the past. Like I like the idea of going back and seeing if there was a shooter on the hill with JFK.
Right.
And
go just sit at Roswell, New Mexico for like 48 hours during that time period and be like, what actually crashed there?
Right.
Like that kind of shit for sure. Just watch some wars from a distance.
The downside of that, like even if you see it, even if I go back to see JFK and I see with my own goddamn eyes the shooter on the hill who's from the CIA or whatever the fuck it is,
What can you do with it?
People just say I'm crazy.
Yeah, and let's assume you're not bringing like a phone or a camera or something like that.
Right. Like,
but
I'll go back
know.
And see if Jesus really came back to life or if he was just hungover like we think he was.
Sleeping in the tomb.
And I come back and like he actually was never real or whatever. I'm still just an asshole atheist who like is forcing my beliefs, being like, you're wrong.
I swear.
You're wrong.
I promise you. Yeah. I've seen it. Yeah, I hear you, but I still ultimately think the spoiler thing in the future kind of ruins it, and you could just see a lot of cool shit. Like, go back and watch The Miracle on Ice, even just basic shit like that.
Yeah, but you can also just avoid spoilers, too. Like, you can just know what you want to know.
Yeah, and just not seek out other shit.
Right. Like when you're starting a TV show that's already been around for 4 seasons,
you can just go see a spoiler.
Yeah, you just live with it.
All right, that's true. I still think I'm
I might have switched to future, because I do think past, while the past would be cooler, I would love to see all that shit. It benefits me zero. Because no one's going to believe me anyway. There's really no upside. So, yeah,
it's just your own personal knowledge.
What's that good for? What the fuck does that matter?
Right. Let's go 11. Trump sloppy seconds.
Yeah, KFC fights. I got a question. If Melania and Donald Trump really are going to get divorced, split up at some point. Is there a worse person to get sloppy seconds than Donald Trump? Like, if you start dating Melania, you just got to deal with the fact that she was getting railed by that old goober for God knows how long. That's got to be, like, the worst, right? You kind of judge your...
So, first of all... Melania and Donald Trump no doubt had a divorce set in place before he won.
Yes.
But there is also no doubt they are not going to get a divorce anymore.
No. She's essentially a prisoner of war.
She absolutely. I mean, it's some Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise shit. Like, I guess they did get a divorce, but like it will take a long time. When you become a president and then you become a first lady, you're like kind of inducted into the Illuminati sort of shit, and that's it. You're in. There's no coming out of that just being like, I'm going to go break up and like go fuck people. And where's she from? Wherever she's from, you know? So
I
was going to say Romania.
I was
going
to say Slovenia.
I don't even know if that's a real place. Transylvania? Real? I don't know.
Total guess.
Right.
Just
so
Slovenian
she's
face.
In. I love how much shade she throws. I mean, I said if there's ever any doubt that the power of the pussy is real, just think about that the leader of the goddamn free world is continually getting clowned by her every time he tries to hold her hand and she slaps it away.
Slaps it away.
Like, that dude is whipped.
Slovenia.
Nailed it!
This motherfucker!
This geography wizard. So, let's just put that aside. There will be no divorce. Second of all, I think, ultimately, currently, Trump is like an asshole. So, like, the thought of sloppy seconds of an old orange asshole is not enjoyable. But, like, he's a billionaire. He crushed life. So,
well,
I don't think
he crushed being born, really.
He was born into all that money?
Yeah. I think I read that if okay. if he put all his money, like, Paris Hilton has grown her wealth faster than he has.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that changes my opinion. Because I was going to say, listen, it's not like, you know, you're taking, like, the sloppy seconds of a homeless man. He's still a billionaire baller, and it's like, now it's kind of gross. But he's 70 now. I don't know. It's like, put it this way. I would definitely fuck Melania Trump. No doubt about it.
If he put his money in, what is this, C&D? If he put his money in a C&D and spent his life finger painting, he'd have more money right now.
I don't know if that's true.
Why? He's like gone like bankrupt like 10 times.
Yeah, but that's like fake bankrupt where you just
declare
it.
Yeah, but business bankrupt, but it's like your business has failed.
Yeah. I don't know about all that though. I feel
businesses
like
cost money to come up and then they fail. I don't know. I
would you so
it, I know the Paris Hilton thing is true that she's grown her wealth at a higher faster rate.
So
than
is he does he qualify as like a loser that you wouldn't want in sloppy seconds?
Oh no, I'm fucking lying to Trump.
No doubt. Yeah. But he's not one of those guys I don't think anymore. Like
I don't,
if you got
so,
like if you got Julian Edelman's sloppy seconds right now, I think you'd be like, fuck yeah, I'm Eskimo Brothers with him. I don't think you're gonna say that about Donald Trump.
No, I also don't think I'd say about Edelman either. I think sloppy seconds or Eskimo Brothers. That's something I stopped giving a fuck about like sophomore year of college.
I was gonna say once everybody starts banging people,
yeah,
it's kind of like well, it's bound to happen eventually.
I like cared about it. I think like my first girlfriend who like we lost our virginity like that was like it
yes.
was like
I remember
it was, like,
being
oh,
like
it's like a thing.
Yes.
And then like once you have sex with someone who's had sex with someone else, it's like all
right,
I don't give a shit anymore.
Right.
Sloppy seconds.
Basically,
means,
once your number's above three, it's like
you've taken a shower since your last partner, right? Okay, I'm in.
Done.
That's
yeah.
fine.
I'm with you on that. Sloppy seconds ain't ever really gonna stop me.
No.
There are some. I think when you get in a relationship, sloppy seconds can be an issue. I think it can irk you if you like your girlfriend fucks somebody that you really wish she didn't fuck.
Yeah,
And like you're not. It's probably not a deal breaker, but you're probably just like,
I really
wish you didn't fuck that guy.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
That is definitely
a thing.
But it's never really enough to make me like totally stop. Number six, Instagram models.
Hey, what's up, KFC Feidelberg? So my girlfriend of about 5 months saw on Instagram that I followed some half naked Instagram model. And then she went through all my followers and saw that I was following a bunch of half-naked Instagram followers. Said it was super disrespectful, yada, yada, yada. Basically said I need to unfollow them all or else, you know, I
Jesus.
Think it's ridiculous and I think I should be able to follow who I want. But would love someone else's opinion thinking about just the or else. All right, thanks.
Yo, in 2017, if you're going to get hot and bothered about follower lists, you ain't
it's
cut
insane.
Out for this life. You ain't cut out for this life.
It's definitely insane. At the same time, I would just unfollow them. I'd be like, okay, whatever. I don't fucking care.
True, but I think it sets a bad precedent. What's next? You come for my followers. You come for my friends. You come for my clothes all of a sudden.
Yeah, but no, those are all
going to happen.
That's all coming.
But isn't that like, just kind of like you always say you don't want people to see your search history? Like, if people could just see what you watched last on Pornhub, this is just keeping a running list of like,
girls you like
want and like putting it on display Google. Like anybody yeah. can just look that
I mean my like, follower my Instagram it was initially just for guess that ass it's like the most despicable follower
yeah,
list
mine,
of all time
mine too mine
so
too.
Like
I hate it because I don't even do guess that ass anymore because
right.
there's too many blogs
right but I'm
so
not gonna
like,
sit there and unfollow and shit
that's why I don't really check Instagram because like it's one of those things where it's yeah it's cool like I just scroll fast and if you're like getting like fucking hard-ons
yeah,
from Instagram
I mean,
like
give me a break
it's weird so like that's why I'd be like fine I'll fucking unfollow them I wish my Instagram feed was just my friends
I'd use Instagram way more.
Yeah,
but it's like, I'm too far gone down the. I follow too many half-naked chicks.
We went full smut. You never go full smut. And by the way, while we're on the topic, the Instagram blitz going on right now of the backless, strapless, magical bra, where you just go zip and zip up your tits, is wild. That company, I don't know what the name of it is. They've got every single hot Instagram girl to use it.
It's also like a scam.
Yeah, I've heard it just doesn't work.
I don't know about if it works or not. So
I know it doesn't work. It was confirmed by multiple KFC radio girls who either just have tits that are too big for them, or if you are out at all and you're like dancing and you sweat, it just like falls off your tits.
Yeah.
If there's like an ounce of sweat, it's like gone.
This was a couple months ago, and I was out with my, at the time, girlfriend and her roommate, and they both got them.
Mm-hmm.
And the very next day, they both had just $800 taken out of their account.
Oh, it's an actual scam.
Yeah. I don't know if that happened to everybody, but they were both like, yeah, this is, I mean, there's no other place this could have come
from. It's like
from.
A phishing scam or one of those things that they call it.
And then they were like, 2 weeks later, they still didn't have the bras, so they were like, yeah, we're just never getting those. But the bras did come. So it just ended up being really expensive.
Just an $800 bra.
Yeah.
They couldn't like cancel like a fraud charge or something.
Well, no. They got the money back from the bank. But it was the money was taken.
Let's wrap up one more voicemail with age difference, number 8.
Going on KFC fights, a long-time listener. I have a question regarding a girl that I met at a bachelor party. So I went to New Orleans, about 6 of us about 2 months ago, and did the classic generic kid up Bourbon Street. Had no idea that Ole Miss was so close to where the action is. So there were a ton of just college kids everywhere. I'm like 28 now. So basically, I go to this bar, The Swamp.
All right, this is kind of long, but he's 28. The girl he hooked up was 18. She wants to come visit him.
No fucking chance.
Yeah, I mean, 18 is,
dude, this is
too young.
That's I. We talked about this before. This is something we argue with Dave when Dave was in Club Dave mode. I'd rather put a fucking bullet in my head
than spend the time
with a 22-year-old right now.
Yeah,
like that was when Dave was dating a 22-year-old. That was insane to me.
Like I was. We all were such assholes when you were 22. I mean, then you think of like a hot girl when she's that age.
Fuck that.
Forget
about 18,
it.
18.
You're a child.
I know it's legal. I don't think I could hang out with an 18-year-old and not be like, holy. I guess it all, what she looks like all depends. But I don't think I could hang out with an 18-year-old and be like, this is fun. I'm normal. I'd be like, everyone's looking at me like I'm a pervert.
And listen, you can be really hot when you're 18. You can even look older when you're 18. I think I have enough scruples and enough morals, actually, to be like, I definitely do still want to fuck you, but I'm not going to because you're too young.
But then he did sort of specify that he met her. She like had lied about her age, so he thought she was older.
Yeah, no,
that's fine.
The hookup's fine.
Yeah, but to continue it and to like visit and stay and shit like that, I'm out.
Ow, I'm so out.
I think you can be.
I'd rather die if that was the only girl left on this earth. I'd still say no.
What would be your age where you could still hook up and date or like hang out with an 18-year-old?
But she's from out of town, so she would
fly in and fly out.
Yeah,
for a weekend.
No, that's no.
I think that might even be worse.
Yeah.
You have to like entertain like a guest 18-year-old.
Fuck.
No way.
If she's just from your town and you're just going to start dating her.
Maybe a one-night thing where you can get away with it and you're like, thank God it was legal. Anything continued on with that, I think, is crazy.
What age could I, like, what's the oldest I could be and date an 18-year-old?
Yeah. 23.
I was going to say 22.
I think you could be post-college and date like a really hot freshman.
I think
you want to stay within the 4-year range.
Once you start naming that for like freshmen, I think that weird.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Too,
yeah. It's like you're doing homework.
Freshman. Yeah,
you have to like worry about studying for tests.
You were in high school last year. That's crazy.
No thanks on that.
Yeah, if you're out of college and you're dating a girl who was in high school last year,
that's not good. That's not good. You're right.
I right now I think the youngest I would date a girl is. I mean, I'm 28. I think the youngest I'd go is like 26.
Can maybe go 25, 24. You can find yourself probably like a mature 24-year-old.
Yeah, that's true.
But depends on who they are.
Everyone varies.
Yeah, I guess it is. But
as
a good rule.
But 20, like, anything below 24 is absolutely not.
Right.
You can't even convince me. After that, 24
case
is 26.
By case basis.
It's case by case.
I hear that.
26 over is fine.
I hear that. All right, that's it for today's episode. Feidelberg, any last words?
Actually, yeah, that's a perfect time to end this. I just farted. It's gonna be-
oh, get me out of here.